Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. The three pillars of a proper retirement plan. Damon, let's start with income, the power of income in a retirement portfolio. How does that begin?
If we think about our entire life, we base a lot of our financial decisions on our paycheck, right? How much do we have coming in? How much are we saving? And then we get to retirement and we're looking at things and we're like, okay, I'm going to have Social Security, but that's probably only going to meet 30, maybe 60% depending on your income needs of your monthly check, right? And on top of that, if you read the news at all, you're a little bit worried about the longevity of Social Security, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you're like most people, two out of three people don't have a pension anymore. And when you had a pension, that reduced a lot of that stress for people because the paycheck was guaranteed by somebody else. How it was invested was done by someone else. Who hired them was done by someone else. And so now in this new retirement, hence the title of our show, Success in the New Retirement, this generation's retiring differently than any other generation in the past where, you know, two out of three of you don't have a pension. And if you do have a pension, that mixed with your Social Security a lot of times is not meeting your monthly income needs. And so your number one concern is how am I going to replace that paycheck and not feel like I'm in a straitjacket in retirement and I can't do anything, right? You might be able to meet your regular needs and eat, but who wants to just, you know, sit on the couch, watch TV and eat and not be able to, you know, do the things you dreamt of in retirement? And it's supposed to be the golden years. And the only way it's going to be the golden years is if you have a plan for income. And so that should be your number one goal.
So let me jump in with just a pet peeve of mine. So Damon just laid it out exactly. The thing that bothers me is, again, 20 years ago, when people retired, most of them retired and their income needs were already covered because they had Social Security benefits and they had a pension. And so their investments, their stocks, their bonds, the money that they saved up, it was kind of the backup. It was kind of the fun money. It was the money they could pull when they needed to. It was the stuff to spoil grandkids to the bucket list. Well, again, we now know that most people are retiring without a pension. And again, like Damon said, Social Security is only supposed to cover 40 to 60% of your income needs. And so almost every person that's going into retirement these days is going in with an income gap. The reason I'm on my soapbox and the thing that irritates me right now is I don't feel like Wall Street has done a very good job of adjusting to helping people replace their paycheck.
Well, they still, you say there's some vehicles, but there's not a lot of advisors out there
that are helping people understand. Hey, well, that money has been in the market and we'll just keep using it in the market.
Right.
And again, bottom line is that has not been the way that people have done it. And it doesn't provide the security to have a consistent income stream. And so again, if we're retiring and you're retiring without a pension, you have to figure out how you can replace an income stream that's similar to that pension. To say, okay, I've got my income needs covered, my paycheck is covered, and this is what is left over that I can play with, that I can have fun with. Because if you don't, like Damon was saying, if you don't do that, then you are going to be paralyzed. You're going to be like, I can't spend some of this nest egg because what if I need it for my paycheck and my lunch money 2 years from now or 5 years from now? And so I don't think the industry, the stock market, you know, the advisors out there, many of them have not adjusted to this new retirement and saying, look, we've got to first replace the paycheck. Let's solve that, make people have the understanding that they've got their income needs covered. And then we can worry about the investments and the money left over and how that's invested. And so I'm back off my soapbox, but I just had to say that. But
thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Right. It's relevant, though, because for I don't know how many years running, 15 years running, AARP study says that the number one concern of people is running out of money. And that speaks to this paycheck, right? How am I going to pay my bills and enjoy life and have that paycheck? And there are, you know, fortunately, we live in an environment, an economy that is driven by opportunity. And since pensions have gone away, there are great opportunities and things that you can put in place, great strategies to create that income, as Matt was saying. And if you address that first, then you can look at the growth and the protection and all and the other pillars there, but you've got to create that income. And there, and you know, just like if you were to want to have, you know, a beautiful bookcase built, right? You're not going to do it with a hammer and nails, even though that's what everybody knows you can build with a saw and a hammer and whatever. You might need some specialized tools. Well, there are vehicles out there that are designed for income that will do income better than anything else. And a lot of times what Matt and I are seeing as people come in is that they're just still doing just their traditional, here's how you invest, that they've been doing since they were 30 and not really adjusted. And there's no talk about how they're going to take this lump sum and turn it into a sustainable income. And also, by the way, how they're going to be tax efficient with it, mm-hmm. right? Someone might say, well, we could claim Social Security. And then, you know, if you average 6%, we can pull off this amount. And then if you have tax questions, go talk to your CPA. Here at Acute Wealth Advisors, we've developed a firm and a team that allows us to address the entire ball of wax and help people be able to create a retirement plan. And we specialize in this. If you're 40 years old, don't call us. Right? Because our strategies are designed for people 55 and older that are looking to retire in the next 10 years and are looking for that kind of a transition. And it is very different than someone in their 30s and 40s and what they should be doing. And what you need to be looking at is different. And so if you don't have that income plan, if you're not sure if you've maximized those benefits from Social Security and pension and then created an income stream that you don't have to worry about, you need to call us. You need to create an actual retirement plan, not just an investment plan. And you can reach us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868 or online at successinthenewretirement.com.
Wait, before we move on to protection and growth, I want to go back to building retirement income. Okay, you mentioned pensions, but those are slowly disappearing. The opportunity for a 401k. What about an annuity? Social Security. We've talked about it just about every week here on Success in the New Retirement, that Social Security is going through massive changes. What are some opportunities for income in retirement?
Well, you could look at a bunch of things. You could look at a bond laddering strategy. You could look at structured notes. You know, one of the strategies that we do with our clients is a structured note. A structured note is similar to like a one-year CD, has a fixed rate, usually double digits. A lot of the structured notes we do are 9, 10, 11%. But they have a feature in it that says, okay, if the market does not decline by 30% or more, your money is 100% protected. You only start losing money if the market's declined 30%, then you have that reset to that. So again,
how often does that happen, Matt?
It doesn't happen very often, right? I mean, 4, 5, 6% of the time. And so if you buy those at the appropriate time, that can be an awesome rate of return that can then provide pretty steady income. And, you know, you could look at annuities, you could look at, you know, there's multiple things you can do to build out income that doesn't necessarily involve putting it tied to the S&P 500 and the ups and downs that happen to that market every single day. Think about it. If your paycheck was varying, you know, every time you walked into work every day, your boss is like, today, I'm not paying you. Tomorrow, I'm paying you a bonus, right?
I don't like that boss.
You would be a little bit scared by that. And that's kind of what the market is doing. If that's what's going to be your paycheck is, oh my gosh, you know, the past 3 months, I haven't been paid. How am I taking my money out of this? And so you've got to have a plan for income. And again, that means looking at more diversified strategies to produce income in a more consistent way.
And I would say, again, how are you going to be taxed on that income? Because if you need, you know, $3,000 a month in extra income and that's coming all out of your IRA, guess what? You're going to give away 15, 20% of that to Uncle Sam. And so you're still short. Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you don't have any diversification tax wise, if everything's all 401k and you haven't looked at a plan to have tax diversification, that also is going to affect your income. And so that's also an important piece of looking at these strategies is knowing, do I also have a tax plan for my income?
480-680-6868, successinthenewretirement.com. Talking about the three pillars of a proper retirement plan, income protection, and growth. What about an annuity? You know, a lot of people are against them. Some people love them. Some people hate them. What's your take on annuities?
So you said the A word.
Uh-oh.
Come on. I mean, this is clean radio, Mark.
Sorry, I'll scrub that.
You know, so everybody thought of a different word when I said the A word, but annuities are often misunderstood, classified as one thing. And the oldest kind of annuity there is, you put a lump sum in, and it's going to pay an income for a period of time, whether that's 10 years, whether it's your lifespan or two people's lifespan, it's like a pension. right? That's been around a long time. But there are three other kinds of annuities. They all do different things. Some of them are designed for income. Some of them are not. You know, we don't have a ton of time to discuss it right now. But I would say if you have a variable annuity, you should definitely have that looked at. They're the highest fees, lots of risk, and are not, in our opinion, a good investment. There's some other ones that do have some good income options or safe money investments, and some that are terrible. Again, it comes down to education and understanding, what are they used for? Is it something that should be part of my portfolio? Is it something that should be part of everyone's portfolio? I don't think so. But is it something that could be a good solution for some people? Yes, if it's the right kind in the right circumstances. And so again, you want to have an advisor who is able to look at all of the different vehicles and options that are available for people to invest in, not just can they only look at stocks and bonds, or do they have alternative investments and other things when it makes sense. And fortunately, here at Acute Wealth Advisors, we do have all of those licenses and the expertise focused exclusively on retirement to help people with any of those needs and look at all of the strategies to see what works best for you and your family. So call us, 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868. Don't procrastinate. Get on the phone. Even if you have to just call and hang up so you can call us later if you're driving, do that. But get yourself an appointment scheduled as soon as possible.
Up next, protection. How do we protect our assets in retirement?
Protection. You know, this is something that as you approach retirement becomes a lot more important. And because we no longer have anymore a commodity, a priceless commodity that we used to have. And that's time, right? We don't have 30 years. We don't have 20 years. We might not even have 10 years before we're going to have to start withdrawing our money from our nest egg. And we all know that if the market's down, we don't want to be taking money out of that market. You know, we're breaking the cardinal rule. And so as we enter retirement and we need to live, and Social Security doesn't meet all of our needs, and we need a couple $1,000 to $3,000 extra a month to come from that nest egg, we don't have much choice as to when that goes down, and we don't get to dictate to the market, you know, when it's going to go up and down to meet our needs, right? A lot of times people have come in and say, the market hates me. And I say, no, it doesn't. It doesn't like you and it doesn't hate you. It just does what it does. The problem is you don't have a plan that's designed to protect when the market's going down so that you don't feel like you now have to not spend money or eat or go on a vacation because the market's dropped so much. And mm-hmm. So protection becomes an important element of the plan. And so how do you do that? Right.
But yeah. And it's that time horizon, right? So it's like, again, Damon and I teach some college classes, and one of the slides that we have shows the Dow Jones and how it performed over 35-year windows. If you go back and look at the Dow Jones, you go day by day, go back, you know, and you're looking at 35-year windows, the worst 35-year window still produces a better than 6% rate of return. And so we asked the class, hey, class, if you had an investment guaranteed to produce at least a 6% return, could be higher than that,
worst
would you be
scenario.
Interested? And a lot of people are like, heck yeah, I'd be interested. I said, okay, here's the catch though. This thing's a 35-year commitment, meaning you put your money in, you can't take it out for 35 years to accomplish that. How many of you still want to invest? And, you know, half the class is like, I'd be dead by then. You know, it's
I haven't even been married that long.
You know, and so again, the stock market, the Dow Jones over a 35-year window has produced some great returns. And then I show them, hey, you know, that I could find a 5-year window where the same Dow Jones, same risk, same everything, just a different time frame, where a 5-year window where it lost over 37%. And so it just kind of drives home the point to say, look, the stock market over long periods of time can produce great returns. Over a shorter period of times, it can be very, very volatile. Mm-hmm. If you aren't putting some sort of protections in place by either the way that you're designing your portfolio, the moves or the transactions or the changes you make to the portfolio during volatile times, that kind of loss can be devastating to someone's retirement. So as you get into retirement and you no longer have 20, 30, 40 years to be investing, you're no longer 20 years old, you're no longer 30 years old, you're literally at the doorstep of retirement, or it's 5 years out, or you're already been retired. Now is the time that you need to have better strategies to protect your money, because you can't afford to have these massive drops, because it takes so much time to get that money back it takes such a tremendous return. Again, if you have a 30% drop in the market, it requires a 43% return just for your money to get back to even. That doesn't account for you having to take some money out during that period of time. So, you know, how long does it take? In 2008, when the stock market dropped 51%, it took another 4 years for the stock market to get back just to even. If you were retired during that time, are you not drawing money from that account for, you know, 4 or 5 years that it declined and tried to recover? Well, most people would say, no, I still need the money. And so now if you're withdrawing money out of those accounts during that period of time, it's going to take you longer than 5 years to get your money back up. And so, again, bottom line is you have to adjust your investing. And so one of the common mistakes Damon and I see is people come in and they're still invested like they've got 20 years left before they're going to need their money. And we say, look, you're wanting to retire 2 years from now, 5 years from now. You're already retired. You can't be invested in this way, or you're running the risk of having too many losses that potentially wipe out your nest egg. And so, again, you've got to adjust based on that. And we call that stage of life investing. We go through the concepts. We help you figure that out. But bottom line is coming up with a balanced plan, a strategy, a portfolio management strategy that's going to protect your assets in times of volatility, help you have more flexibility to draw when you need the income. All of those things need to be built into your plan. You can't stress that enough, that you've got to recognize what your time horizon is and that perhaps it's no longer 20 or 30 years. So again, if this conversation has never happened, you know, you've never talked to your advisor, there's never been talks about how you would reduce risk, what your strategies, how you protect assets, what's the time horizon for your investments, give us a call. Let's have that conversation. Let's solve this problem before it becomes a big issue in your financial plan. Phone number is 480-680-6868. Again, that's 480-680-6868.
You know, as you were talking, Matt, I was thinking about, you know, a lot of these appointments that we have as people come in and looking at, as we do a Morningstar analysis of things. And, you know, I was meeting with someone just yesterday and they've done a great job preparing for retirement. But I asked him a question. I said, okay, as you look forward, because we met 3 weeks ago and then we met again yesterday. And during that time, he's decided he's going to retire. He's going to at the end of May. And so I said, okay, so going into this, as we look at this report, you've got, you know, 90% of your assets that are at risk in the market. And as you look forward, how do you think that's going to play out? And he said, well, I have enough money that, you know, it can go up and down. But he said, honestly, Damon, I would be happy if I could just get a consistent return, you know, and know that I'm growing because I'm moving into this retirement stage of life. And so I said, so if I was to put that in a phrase, you want the lazy river, not the Six Flags roller coaster for your retirement investments. Right. He said, absolutely. That's what I want. I want to sit on an inner tube and sip a pina colada and know I'm going somewhere, that my money's growing because I'm going to live a long time. This guy's in good health, but I don't want this roller coaster. And I said, okay, you're talking about smart risk. You're talking about, we still need to use the market. There's a great growth vehicle and you're going to need growth. As we look at your portfolio and we look at the different asset classes and things, look how heavily weighted you are in these things that have high volatility. That when they're good, they grow like crazy. But when they don't, they also drop like crazy. Do you realize we could still use the market? We could still use different things, but become a little bit more defensive. Take some of those high growth technology, financial services areas, and move some of those assets into more of a defensive position on stocks that don't have as much volatility. And guess what? That smooths out your ride. And oftentimes it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice growth or return. If you're doing it right and you have smart risk that's focused for this stage of your life, so that when the market does go down, we can protect while still getting the growth you're going to need to keep you moving in that lazy river throughout retirement and feeling comfortable taking that income out. And there are absolutely strategies, but they definitely, you have to make adjustments in how you're invested to now accommodate as to preserve first and protect, to give you that income, and then also to grow for that period of time that, you know, the retirement that is now much longer than what it used to be for your grandparents. The current generation is slated to live about 15 years longer than your grandparents. And so you're going to need some growth.
Yeah.
And so it's just about creating these strategies. And that's what we spent 23 years doing, is saying, how can we be an expert and a specialist in retirement and creating this income for our clients? We know we can't be everything to everyone, so we're going to focus here. And I feel like we've built the strategies and plans to help people do that successfully. And so let us help you. Let us do that and come in and sit down. There's no cost, no obligation to do anything, but it will give you a really an education about how you currently sit. And then you can make the decision as to, is this where I still want to be going? After seeing, you know, the good and the bad of where I sit, a lot of times people now feel empowered to make decisions and to create a plan that's going to work the way they want it to do. So come in and see us so we can help you build a plan that will help you feel comfortable knowing that you've got the income in place that you need. You have the protections in place to help you when the market's not cooperating and doing the things that you want it to do, but also the strategies in place to grow so that you can beat inflation, keep money in your pocket as long as you live, and hopefully pass on to the next generation a substantial amount that can benefit lives after you're gone. Call us at 480-680-6868. That's 480-680-6868. Or reach us online at successinthenewretirement.com.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.